Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The 2022 high school football season officially ended in a way on Saturday with the 50th annual Wyoming Shrine Bowl All-Star Game in Casper. A total of 72 graduated seniors from 34 schools traveled to Harry Geldian Stadium at Kelly Walsh to participate in the game. Four Gillette graduated seniors participated in the game for the North team, and all four were first-team All-State selections last season. Wide receiver Jeff Pelton was the only representative for Campbell County, and there were three graduated seniors from Thunder Basin. Offensive lineman Jaden Luciano and wide receiver Caden LaFrambois were the offensive players, and Bolts linebacker Logan Loftus was the defensive player from Thunder Basin for the North team. Thunder Basin athletic trainer Christian Galindo was the trainer for the North team as well. The North team was led by Kirk McLaughlin, who won the 2A state championship with Bighorn, and the South team was coached by McKay Young, who won the 3A state championship in November with Star Valley. The North team led the overall series 26-19-3 heading into the game, with both teams swapping victories the past 2 years, with the South winning in 2021, and the North won last year's game 37-3. Before that, the North were on a 7-game winning streak from 2013 to 2019. The game was canceled in 2020 because of COVID. And the win pattern continues into 2023 as the South defeated the North on Saturday 27-24 for their 20th Shrine Bowl victory. Garrett Schlabs from Cheyenne East, who played for the South, was named offensive MVP. Schlabs will be continuing his football career at Chadron State in Nebraska. And the future Notre Dame Fighting Irishman Luke Talich from Cody was named the defensive MVP playing for the North. The game opens the door for the start of the 2023 high school football season in Wyoming that will begin in almost 2 months. The Bolts will start the season in Cheyenne on August 25th against Cheyenne South, and the Camels will begin their season on the same day at home against Cheyenne East, the defending 4A state runner-ups. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.